Hello and good morning. This is Vaibhavi Ranjan and you are listening to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, the 14th of October, and here are the top things you need to know before the market opens. Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty 50, are likely to open on a positive note today. Tracking cues from GIFT Nifty, which was trading at a premium of nearly 72 points from Nifty Futures Friday close. In the previous session, both indices failed to hold the intraday gains, a trend that's been common in the past week. After struggling with erratic moves through the session, both the benchmarks ended slightly in the red. FII sell-offs, weak Q2 FY25 earnings forecasts, rising geopolitical concerns, and weakness in the mother market were some factors that dampened investor sentiment. On the back of this, a sell-on-rise sentiment seems to have spread across the market. At close, the Sensex was down 0.2% at 81,435, while the Nifty lost 0.1% to end at 24,974, closing below the 25,000 mark. While banks and autos saw strong selling, metal and pharma names led from the front. Analysts expect this consolidation in the market to break only after the Nifty decisively breaks above 25,350, while on the downside, further fall below 24,800 shall weaken the structure. Now coming to global markets. The cues were mixed from Asia Pacific. On the other hand, the mother market in the US ended higher on Friday. But US stock futures were currently trading flat, ahead of a slew of major corporate earnings. In the Asia-Pacific region, Japan markets were closed for a holiday, while others, like Hong Kong and Taiwan's benchmark indices, traded marginally lower. On the other hand, China and South Korea markets moved higher. Investors in Asia were also focused on Chinese finance ministers' pledge to significantly increase debt in his press briefing on Saturday. However, much like the country's state planner, the finance minister also failed to roll out details of how it plans to roll out the government's stimulus to revive the country's economy. In addition to that, the finance minister also did not announce any added stimulus in his press briefing, going against market expectations of around 2 trillion yuan in additional stimulus. Now, coming to stocks in focus today. All eyes will be on HCL Tech as it gears up to deliver its Q2 numbers today. After industry rival TCS failed to spark optimism on the street as it delivered muted earnings, investors will remain focused to see if HCL Tech can emerge as an outperformer. All attention will be on the company's growth guidance for FY25 to gauge whether recovery can be expected soon or not. Another earnings in focus will be that of Nifty heavyweight Reliance Industries. The performance of the company's key businesses, primarily oil to chemicals, telecom and retail, will be on investors' watch list. Meanwhile, shares of Rakesh Damani-led Avenue Supermarts may edge lower after the company posted a lower than expected profit for the September quarter. The DMart operator's net profit rose 8% on year to Rs. 710 crore, missing estimates of Rs. 731 crore. Total revenue, however, rose 14% to Rs. 14,050 crore in the July-September quarter. Moving ahead, PSU stock Hindustan Aeronautics will be in focus today as Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has greenlit the upgradation of the company to the 14th Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprise. Another IT name that will be on the radar is Wipro, as its board is set to meet on October 17 to consider the issuance of bonus shares of the company. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Ashish Baheti of NAV Investment Research talking about this week's outlook for the market.
I'll say kind of stable. Here we are seeing Reliance, at least the selling has been stopped in Reliance. The entire whole of week we have seen Reliance being one of the biggest dragger for Nifty. But at least we can say last two or three trading sessions Reliance has been very quiet, and overall all the large caps is taking a hit. So it be it TCS, Reliance, HDFC. Overall structure of Nifty remains stable compared to Bank Nifty. I think if we may see next week levels of 24,400 again in Nifty. One can go long in Nifty by keeping a stop loss of one should maintain a stop loss now of 24,800 in Nifty. Vice versa, if I say about speak about Bank Nifty, here we are seeing a lot of pressure continuously. Today also we've seen ICICI being a dragger, and there's been a lot of selling pressure in ICICI and in Axis along with HDFC. So we are advising to avoid Bank Nifty for the time being, and one can go long in Nifty.
That is all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.